I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Now that you guys have boosted my confidence, I'm ready for the e-buzz.
This is what this show does.
Yep.
So the next actor who will play the iconic Oompa Loompa role just made his debut at CinemaCon 2023 in Las Vegas. A clip of Hugh Grant in the upcoming Wonka prequel played. Of course, we all know the Oompa Loompas from their iconic dance number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the original Willy Wonka.
They're like little orange men with blue hair, right?
Yes. Yep. Short, bluish green hair. Bright orange skin. It's like me right after a bad spray tan. So I'm sure you're thinking.
I don't like that they're taking these jobs away from shorter actors.
I was going to say, how is Hugh Grant playing an Oompa Loompa?
That makes no sense.
As a short guy, I don't feel represented.
I was about to say, isn't Peter Dinklage available? It seemed a little odd to me that they would choose a normal size actor for this role.
Because back in the day, wasn't the Oompa Loompas like the same Oompa Loompa over and over and over again?
Oh, I think it might have been.
Well, they look the exact same, but if I remember correctly, there were multiple Oompa Loompas, not just one.
I think in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, it was one guy multiplied.
Yeah. Was it?
But in the original Willy Wonka, I think it was different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Hugh Grant is playing the original Oompa Loompa in what's going to be a prequel. You know how I feel about reboots. We got too many, so this is not going to be a remake. It's actually going to be a prequel that
isn't
is going to...
Isn't that a reboot light, though?
It's reboot adjacent, but,
okay.
but your boy Timothée Chalamet is playing Wonka in it. So
he'll be great.
He's going to crush it. He would have crushed it, but now he's dating Kylie Jenner, so now it's
going
to suck.
His talent is going.
So yeah, now I'm wondering if Hugh Grant is going to add a little British accent to the Oompa Loompa song.
No.
He's going to be like Oompa Loompa.
He has to.
Yeah,
I'm boycotting it.
Yeah, so this is coming out on December 15th.
This is where you draw the line.
Yep, he's not short enough or orange enough.
Well, they're CGIing him small.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I actually I don't know. I feel so conflicted because I really appreciate representation in film. Like, I don't like if the role is a disabled actor in a wheelchair and then they bring someone able-bodied. I'm like, find somebody who's in a wheelchair. Like, those roles exist. Let's get them. When they cast somebody white as Tiger Lily, who is Native American, like, give the roles to actors who exist who would fit them.
Brendan Fraser, who just played in The Whale as a massively overweight person, but they had to CGI that because they didn't give the role to an obese person.
Right. So all these little things, these touch points, but I'm torn on this one because I'd love to see the representation, but I wonder if it diminishes people of that stature to make them seem like silly little Oompa Loompas working in a factory. Mm. Is it actually insulting
the role?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, as the one on the show that's closest to this, as 5'4", I'd say I'd rather have short people in it.
Do you want to tell Abby what happened to you at a station event many, many years ago?
The Kelly Clarkson? thing? The one that happened in Burleson, Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went down to Burleson, Texas when I was working in Dallas, and a group of listeners came up to win T-shirts and all that stuff, and I was new to the city, which doesn't matter anyway, but somebody asked me, hey, can I ask you a question? Sure, what's up? Are you officially a midget?
What?
Which
that term now is offensive, but that is what was said to Bert at the time.
Burleson, Texas.
Wow.
You officially a midget? Can I have my T-shirt now?
You're kidding me, man.
Seriously. Yeah. Okay, speaking of bad spray tans, Ryan Gosling has coined a new term that I'm absolutely obsessed with. He's starring in the new Barbie film, and he said, you know, he wasn't sure that he was going to be up to playing this iconic character, but he said he's been channeling his Kenergy.
Kenergy.
Yes. Aww. And the way he's been channeling it for this role is, of course, he had to bleach his hair for the role of playing Ken, but he also had to get spray tans and shave his legs like a 15-year-old girl going through puberty. So he said that he wasn't sure if he was ready for it, but Greta Gerwig was like, dead set on making him Ken for this role. She wrote it for him, and it comes out in July, and I've never been more excited for a movie, I think, ever.
I think it's going to be a better movie than most people think it is.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I really do.
It's going to be highly entertaining.
What does he mean he's not ready for it? Ken was a doll. It's not like he saved the world or something. Like, why is he feeling so much pressure to play this role?
It's an iconic role.
Right. I don't want to disrespect Mattel.
Yeah. Much like how Daniel Day-Lewis felt about playing Abraham Lincoln.
I can see the comparison.
Very
there.
Similar. Yeah. Very, very similar.
So Barbie the toy brand is actually taking some steps towards inclusion with their latest doll. They announced on Good Morning America that they've created the first Barbie doll with Down syndrome. They partnered with the National Down Syndrome Society to create accurate features. And this is actually joining a host of inclusive dolls from Barbie, like a Barbie doll with a prosthetic leg, one with who uses a wheelchair, and one with vitiligo. For more stories, head to thebertshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Bert Show.